as promised, Mark Savard, former NHL All-Star forward, co-host of Leafs Nation pre- and post-game. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
Doing terrific. What a great game last night. You know, all the years that both of these teams were crappy, and looks like, you know, and how easy it is for there to be a rivalry between these two teams if they were only good. We're finally there, aren't we?
Yes, we are. That's for sure. Great emotion in the game, great intensity. You know, not that physical game of the old yesteryears, but, you know, good offensive battle, good high flowing hockey. And you know, the Stars came to play last night, and that was a big part of why this game was such a good one last night.
All right, so let's say they played three, like at the end of last year, they played like really close together. What could get this thing physical, not playoff-wise? Anything in this day and age if they played three times in 10 days?
Yeah, I think that's what it would take, you know, playing often in a short span would get the guys a little more, you know, antsy and a little bit pissed off at each other, I guess is the best word to use. If you play, see a face so many times in a row, you know, you tend to get mad. So, but, you know, last night we were pretty close to that. You know, you can see Austin and Eichel having some good battles, you know, that we know they played together. You know that they won't, you know, Eichel wants to be a top American player and Matthews does too. And they just had a great battle, which added to the game. That was a great game at both ends of the ice, good opportunities, real exciting, and they couldn't end it any better than the way it did.
Well, you talk about the game-winning goal, Mark, and you're a guy who played in the league. You were a goal scorer as well. How ridiculously tough is it how Austin Matthews is able to change the angle on the goalie without moving his feet? Is he only a handful of guys on the planet who can actually make that play and score that goal?
Yeah, I don't even know if there's a handful. He might be the only one I've seen, and with that release, if you break it right down on video, I mean, Laine's and Ovechkin, they have the one-timer they're known for, but and the Brett Hulls from yesteryears. But I think, you know, Matthews, the way he pulls that puck in, and when we say pull it in, he doesn't even pull it into his body. He still just pulls it ahead of his body, and, you know, he changes the angle of attack, and then he releases it from... almost, if I tried to do that, I feel like I'd have no power on the shot. Because he keeps his hands close together, he's able to get a spring out of that stick and change the angle, like I said, and the goalie doesn't even know what's happening because he's set up for the shot and he's pulled it and gave himself pretty much an open net on the side that he's pulled it to. So it's just an incredible thing. And last night, you know, you felt something coming when he came down the ice, and for sure you got what you wanted, you know, bar down, the kids love it, and just a great overtime winner.
So what does a defenseman do? I mean, moving forward, is there anything, if you watch this guy on video, is there an angle that you can take knowing full well he's going to move the puck? Anything going forward? How do you stop this guy?
Well, I think the biggest thing, you know, as a defender, you got to try and stay tight and keep your stick on the puck. I mean, that's what coaches will tell them. You know, you got to keep your stick on the puck. But when you do that against Austin Matthews, then he can undress you because you get caught looking down at the puck, and that could be the worst thing. So it's going to be a tough one to figure out, that's for sure, and especially for goalies. I mean, there's no one shooting the puck like this, so how do you practice it? It's very tough, and it's just something in his arsenal that no one else has, and that makes him a great player.
Mark, everybody's going to remember the overtime winner, especially because it's in Buffalo, but that first goal he scored, the awareness of where the puck was and the speed in which he caught it and wrapped it around the net, is that another play where only a select few can do as well? And maybe that goal is a little underappreciated last night after the overtime winner.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, that's a high skill play with doing it at a high tempo, a high speed. And, you know, especially when the game was kind of a little bit, they didn't have the best first period last night, the Leafs. You know, I thought Buffalo took it to them, and then the Leafs came out, and then, you know, your best players, which I said last night, needed to be your best players in a big game like this. And then Austin takes control like that. And yeah, just a full speed wraparound. I mean, the goalie had no chance, and it was in the back of the net before he got near the other post. So another skilled thing we're seeing from Austin. He's having a tremendous season. And right now, with only 14 games played, you know, he's tied for, you know, points per game with Rantanen at 1.6. So had he been healthy the whole way, he might be leading the league in scoring.
Another one that's delivering on the high end when it comes to talent is Morgan Rielly. Another good game from him last night. Man, did he move the puck, especially in the third period when he gave his teammates opportunities. You talk about making something out of nothing with the puck, caught in his skates. How he managed to send it up to send Tavares on a breakaway was remarkable.
It really was, and I was yelling at the TV watching because I knew Tavares was up there somewhere. Just it looked like Morgan Riley was fighting the puck for a second, then all of a sudden, bang, he made a great play, like you said, right off his stick, right on Tavares' tape, and a big save by Linus Ullmark on that play with the glove. But, yeah, I mean, Morgan Riley's had a special season, and he continues to do so, continues to be, you know, I think his big thing is that he's consistent this year. He's every night he seems to have, you know, a good night. He's maybe had one off night, and that was a -4, where all the guys had an off night on that night, and it was in Columbus this year. But besides that, he's been, you know, Norris candidate for sure, having a great season. And the other thing we forget to remember, too, that Rasmus Dahlin last night, he looked smooth. He looked great. 29 minutes and 15 seconds for the young guy and the youngest player in the game. And he's got a bright future ahead of him as well, just like Morgan Riley.
Mark, we talked about it. Were you surprised that maybe the Sabres weren't really aggressive in overtime? I know they possessed the puck, but they weren't really attacking. Is it they were, you know, afraid of the Maple Leafs' speed or their skill? I was just kind of surprised that they weren't trying to take it to the Maple Leafs in overtime. Were you?
Yeah, I was very surprised. And I think Phil Housley, I know an attack first type player when I played with them, would probably be, you know, telling the boys today that, you know, they should have took some chances there. They had the puck for most of the overtime, but it seemed like Toronto generated the scoring chances. They might have touched the puck three times and they had three opportunities. So, yeah, that was a little weird the way they were just kind of being passive and skating around the puck and not challenging the Leafs. But like you said, there might have been something in the back of their head because the Toronto does have a lot of high offense and high firepower.
You mentioned Dahlin's minutes, and George has been talking about to the minutes that Matthews finally got that he deserves, that he should be playing all along. When you finish a game and you're a player and you look at your minutes, does everybody, I mean, is that one of the, if not the most important stat to you after a game? Did I get the minutes that I should be getting?
Well, you know, I've been saying this for a while myself, you know, I finally seen it last night that Babcock, you know, I think he's learning too with the game, and, you know, I want to see him play his big boys against the other team's big boys. And, you know, Nazem Kadri's done a great job in recent years of matching up against the other team's top players. But when you have the best, one of the best players in the game, you know, you think you want to play him against the other team's top guys, and that's what happened last night. We saw Austin Matthews against Jack Eichel. It was a great matchup. Austin gets 23-22, and Eichel's at 23 minutes. So it was just a great matchup, and hopefully Mike Babcock does a lot more of this moving forward, because I think it's going to give him his best opportunity to win those tough games. And I think, you know, I was always told that you know, when you have your best players, you win and you lose with them. So instead of putting Kadri out there to play against the big matchups, let Austin run against the other team's biggest players. And a team I look at is the Boston Bruins, for example. You know, last year in the playoffs, Austin was kind of playing in the third spot. Not, you know, every time Bergeron's line came on the ice, he would go off the ice. So I think Babcock's learned from that. And I think if they do play the Bruins again in a playoff series, we'd see Austin against Patrice Bergeron most likely.
We know that William Nylander is going to practice today. Mark, how long does it take to get back into the swing of things, the timing, the hands for William Nylander? I know skating, you know, in Sweden isn't the same thing as skating here, and especially we're already into December. These guys are in full swing. How long is it going to take for William Nylander to get back to being William Nylander?
Well, I mean, we're hearing it from Austin again, going back to him, that he's been struggling a bit with his legs and you know, and his conditioning right now, and he was only out a month, so Willie's coming back he hasn't played the NHL yet. He's been skating with the under-20 team. But, you know, these guys play all year round now. It's a 12-month-a-year job. He's been on skates the whole year. The only thing he's going to have trouble with are those battles, those extra battles down low. It's going to take a bit of time to get used to that and still have energy. You know, his legs might feel a little rubbery in between periods because usually you're just skating right now. You're going out for your full hour. Now you got to go out and do, your shifts, take a rest in between periods, come back out, so, and then take another rest, come back out. So that does some things to your legs. It makes them seize up a little more and stuff like that. So those are things that Willie's going to have to get used to again. But I would hope Mike Babcock gets him right back in the fire, you know, gets him back with on the Matthews line, doesn't work him in as slowly as I'm hearing with Kadri and maybe Brown moving to the other wing. I want to see Matthews and Nylander take off right away together. And, you know, right, maybe Matthews needs to carry him for a little bit, but that'll be fine because Willie will, you know, return the favor once he's back and running at full power.
Former NHL All-Star Mark Savard enjoying all the goals in the NHL. Seven teams scored five or more last night. There was a 9-6 game, Calgary and Columbus. Do you remember the wildest goal-scoring game you played in and how much fun that was?
Yeah, we went into Tampa one night. I was playing with the Rangers, actually, my second year, and we won 10, I think it was 10-2. And it was just a special night. It seemed like we could do no wrong. And, you know, when those games are happening, too, you're having fun on the bench. It's comical. You're still serious, but you're having a lot of fun. And, yeah, it's something that I'll never forget. But last night, there was goals all over the league, hat-tricks all around the league. And I think that's what the league wants, and it's the way this we're headed. And, like, we talked about this last night, me and Gora on the Leafs postgame, that, you know, there's an opportunity to have not only – you know, 150 goal scorer. There might be 6-7 50 goal watches this year, which is exciting for the fans.
Thank you so much, Mark. We'll be listening. Co-host of Leafs Nation, pre and post game, Mark Savard. Thank you.
Okay, boys, have a good day.